Hi, Sebastian Lifshitz. I'm not here with you in Denmark. You're in France, I suppose, and I'm in Copenhagen, where your new film is at the Copenhagen Docs Festival, A Very Good Boy. Would you like us to tell a little bit about the development? Your new documentary features themes that have occupied your work for quite a long time.
Yes, I've been working on this film for quite some time. Actually, I was not looking for that subject in that particular. What happened is that publishing house has contacted me by email telling me that Claude Loire, the main character of the film, had written his memories and they were about to publish this memoir of his life. They thought that the material of the book was interesting, maybe to think of a film. So they sent me one copy of this memoir and I've read it and I found it very interesting. But what was weird about it is that in the book, Claude was very focused on his sex life. From time to time into the narrative, you would have inserts of his more personal life, his family life, his childhood, different subjects like this, which for me was much more interesting than only the aspect of his sex life. So I was curious enough to ask if I can meet him. When I met him, I really loved the guy. He was 80 years old at that time, and he was still very beautiful. Beautiful and very charismatic in a way, also tender, emotional. It was a mix of things. He had a very interesting personality, and I thought that maybe I could think of a film with him.
We should mention that Claude Loire, he's a gay porn star. Did you know his work before?
I didn't know anything about Claude before. No, I had no clue. He was born in a very small village in the Pyrenees from a very modest family, quite very poor. He has discovered his homosexuality when he was a teenager, and he realized that it was impossible to have a future as an homosexual in such a small village with very traditional values. He thought that the only way to live his life was to run away. To go to Paris maybe was like a dream, but he thought that he couldn't afford, you know, to go in a big town. The beginning of his life was like a search, you know. It was looking for a place to stay and where he could live his sexuality as a free man. And little by little like this, he has met very different guys, and one of these men proposed him to go to Paris and to live with him. And that was the beginning of the big city and where he thought he could be an actor. So for quite a while, he was trying to go into the cinema world, going to casting and make some appearance, but very modest appearance in some theater play or in some very hot house film. But he never really succeeded. It was quite difficult, so he had to find multiple jobs to make a living and to stay in Paris. Many years after, at the beginning of the 70s, he went to a casting organized by two women. And these two women actually was, can I say, very modern women, because they were producer and director of a porn film, which at that time was quite really new. It was a period in France where you couldn't make such a film. It was forbidden. But with the election of the president of Republic, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing has promised during his campaign that if he was elected, then he will ban any censor with radio, TV, cinema, books and everything. And he didn't realize with such a promise that he create a kind of phenomenon, the appearance of huge production of porn film at that time in France. And Claude, with this casting with these two women, didn't really know that it was for a porn film. You know, he just went there just to find a job and to be an actor into a film. And during the casting, they asked if he was okay to be nude into a film. And he said, yeah, sure, why not? I have no problem with nudity. There, he really understood what was going on, you know, that it was really a porn film. He has to be really a part of it, which he did, actually. And that was his first move, you know, to this kind of cinema. It was not something that he was looking for.
Your film is in its original French title called A Young Man from a Good Family. Is there also this idea to undermine this unfortunately very common idea that people who are in porn or in sex work would come from a bad social background and that this would be the reason they would go into this industry?
It was not exactly my purpose. papers using this title was a way to say that Claude has a kind of physique. He looks like a little prince in a way, because he was very elegant. He has a good look with good manners. That was funny because he came from a very poor background and had no diploma, no relation, no money, no anything. He was really fragile in a way, socially. But still, he has this kind of look. Also, his behavior makes you think that he came from a very rich family and he had a very good education, and which was not the case. In the porn industry, most of the actors came from very poor background. Their physics most of the time were quite rough, very masculine. But Claude was totally the opposite of that. He was quite special in a way. And I think that's also the reason why, after his first porn film, many productions asked for him, because he was different. And most of the time, he played people from the high society, or, you know, this kind of role.
In your past work, you already have several times looked upon the lives of performers, especially in the LGBTQ+ industries. For example, this biographical documentary you had about the French performer Bambi. What fascinates you about this world of show and performance, especially queer performance?
I'm a gay man, and when I grew up, I was always looking for stories and information about the LGBTQ people, you know, how it was for them to live their life and to assume their desire. How was society with them, with all these different minorities, like gay people, but also lesbian and trans people? And I was really curious about it. And you couldn't find anywhere information. I didn't understand, you know, why all this history was so difficult to find. Where most of the time when you had some stories, it was with famous gay people, a kind of aristocracy of LGBT people, and which for me was not a good representation, because what I was looking for was more like the ordinary people, you know, from the LGBT community. These kind of stories were totally invisible. So I thought that it could be interesting as a director to find stories of all these invisible people, which many of them had very interesting lives, you know, to tell. So for me, Bambi, for instance, was a very interesting character, and especially in the trans history, I was able, you know, to tell the beginning of this trans community in Paris, in this world of cabaret. Bambi was also a fantastic storyteller. It was obvious for me that I had to make a film with her. And it was also the possibility to tell this invisible story, even we could say history, of the trans community at his very beginning. For me, Claude, in a way, was also a pretext to talk about this invisible community in the 50s, 60s, just after the war of the gay community and the beginning of this porn industry in the 70s. It was very interesting through this very unknown person to tell again this invisible history of the LGBT community.
We are now living in a time where, unfortunately, it often feels like the clocks are turning backwards and that restrictions and harassment and systemical discrimination against queer people increases again. Do you also see this film as an act of protest in a way against this deliberalization that's internationally taking place?
You know, it's true that our times right now are quite difficult, and you could feel that there is a kind of backlash, not everywhere. In Europe, it's not the case yet. You could see that in the society, there is a movement of hate with violent words and discourse against the LGBT community, for sure. But I think that film could be a kind of soft power to make people understand the community, all these different lives. You need incarnation to fight against this intolerance and this backlash movement that you can see in America, of course. You know, so I think a film or a book or any kind of creation, you know, the journalism, newspapers, everything matter. Little by little, I hope that it could help to maintain the situation of tolerance, a desire of knowledge of who are all these different people, and to have a free society where you could have all these different minorities living in peace. So I hope a film can do that, you know, at his small level.
How was working with Claude Loire on his biographical documentary? How strong actually was his influence on the structure of the film?
Claude was really generous and friendly during the shooting. What was difficult for him was to remember everything and to put all his memories into the present. Because what I'm looking for when, as a filmmaker, when I have this experience, you know, to film someone remembering all his life, it's really need to put the past at the level of the present, which is something very particular to live. I'm not looking only for facts and dates, objective information, not at all. I'm really looking for all the inner life of Claude, all his emotions, his feelings from the past, but also of today. And that experience for him was quite intense. Sometimes for him, it was overwhelmed from time to time, because it was the first time for him that he put words on moments of his life to tell all this to someone like me that he didn't really know. I mean, we knew each other for very few times. So it was a very particular moment, but very interesting and respectful.
Now that you're presenting your work at Copenhagen Docs, how do you feel about it?
I'm very happy of that. I'm very happy that the film can travel and could be seen by different cultures and people. It's very important to me. And that's the case with all of my films. They have to travel. It's a part of, for me, a world culture of LGBT people. So it's not only a French story. For me, the film is dedicated to all the LGBT community, of course.
Do you already have a new work that you're planning or working on?
Yes, that's why I couldn't go to Copenhagen, because I'm finishing a shooting of a documentary. It's a portrait of Sophie Kahl. She's a French artist, very well known, and she had a career quite amazing, especially as a woman. I'm filming her since 2 years, and I'm almost at the end of the shooting right now, starting the editing very soon.
Be looking out for this one too. A Very Good Boy is now at Copenhagen Docs, and I'm sure it's going to get a wide international release. Thank you so much, Sebastian Lifschitz, for this interview.
Thank you very much.